This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Last week, I walked into a small workshop in Pasadena, California, which is home of AEA, Audio Engineering Associates. I was there to meet a guy named Wes Dooley, whose name's probably not going to be familiar to most people, but to a certain pocket of music industry insiders and audio engineers, even here at Marketplace, Dooley is a bit of a star. His company makes what's called a ribbon microphone.
Ribbon mics had their day in the 30s and into the 40s and 50s. You could make sound come out in electrical form if you did this ribbon suspended very loosely in a strong magnetic field. And it dances to the music. And this stuff in the early 30s was really right on the front edge of everything. We could have radio, we could have fireside chats, we could have this sense of intimacy.
Ribbon microphones have a warm sound, almost vintage in their quality. Wes Dooley didn't grow up dreaming of making microphones. Like a lot of us, when he was young, he had no idea what he wanted to do.
My dad was an insurance salesman and said, here, show you how you can make more money joining me, Bill Dooley and Son. And I said, I want to make stuff. I want to make real stuff. And he went, well, good luck, kid, but you got to sell it.
Dooley loved music. So to make ends meet, he started working in some Los Angeles music clubs, the Troubadour, the Ice House, and the Ash Grove. A friend showed him how to record music, and he started recording sets. That's when he fell in love with a specific microphone.
That mic could do everything.
That's the RCA.
That's the RCA 44.
And that's a ribbon mic.
That's the ribbon mic.
The 44 ribbon microphone was one of those massive broadcast microphones used by people like Orson Welles and Elvis. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. They were the industry standard, but condenser microphones took over in the 60s and 70s.
Condenser mics are actually way cheaper to make. It's not very sensitive to vibration and can be very small. You can wear them.
RCA stopped making the 44 in 1976. That's when Wes Dooley focused his business on repairing and restoring the mics. Then something else happened. Recordings went digital.
With digital, ribbons started coming back. When you started with something that sounded pleasant and natural to start with, and then the 10th generation copy sounded exactly like the first one, people started going, oh, I see why ribbons might be a good idea. Even if they are bulkier and not as stage friendly.
And Dooley decided to take a leap.
We already made parts for our service work for the 20 years we've been doing that, but we didn't make 100%. In 98, after 3 years of effort, I finally made all the parts. I did what I had told myself I would do, preserve the 44, put it back into production.
It wasn't easy. Dooley worked with designers and engineers to perfect his design. He went through several iterations, but finally he had it. His own 44, now with the AEA logo.
What was it like when you created that first microphone yourself? What was that moment like when you held it in your hand or heard it for the first time?
The only thing it compares to is my two children.
AEA didn't just recreate the vintage microphones. They modernized them.
We've been honored that we've been able to take it a little bit farther because newer technology.
And what did RCA say when you decided to do that?
RCA has never, ever had an official conversation with us. The patents are all long gone. This is old technology. It's mostly, can you do it? No one's going to get after you if you can duplicate a Stradivarius.
Good luck.
Yeah, but a whole bunch of people have tried.
And AEA's microphones have taken off.
So long.
The Leon Bridges track, So Long, was recorded on AEA ribbon mics. The electric guitars on Wilco's latest album were also recorded on AEA ribbons. And the list goes on, from Emmylou Harris to Pete Townsend.
I was told by Eddie Van Halen that the only mic that sounds like what your ears hear is your 44.
AEA's microphones have been used by composers John Williams and John Kurlander to score movies. Persistence paid off for Wes Dooley. He says he's just glad he chased his dream.
I had decided that, if I lived for a few more years, it would be really fun to leave a legacy so my children, if they ever had children, could point and say, you know, your grandfather did that. And it turned out that I was incredibly lucky, just like with my wife marrying me or having kids. Are you guys being here today?
Wes Dooley, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a great pleasure, and good night to you all.